Libérez-les. Libérez-la.
It was the news that all of France had been waiting for. So this afternoon, hundreds of people gathered in front of Paris City Hall to celebrate. Like the marches that had been held to support Bettencourt over the last few years, it was a quiet event, a few speeches and some folk songs, but there was pride among those in the crowd.
Et aujourd'hui, elle est parmi nous. Donc c'est la plus merveilleuse chose, même si je n'ai pas...
Today she's with us, said Henriette Guy, who came from the Paris suburbs. It's the most marvelous thing. Even if I'm not part of her family, she belongs to us. Kevin Montevani said he's followed the case since he was 16. He said Bettencourt had become an important symbol.
We take conscience that that now we can act for freedom. I think that now... We could make a statue in this place to remember this day.
Ingrid Bettencourt's case has always had a special resonance in France. Although born in Colombia, her parents were diplomats and she spent much of her childhood in Paris. Then she became a French citizen and raised her children here. Her family's desperate pleas to let Bettencourt go inspired thousands to rally for her cause. Here's her mother back in 2002, begging the rebels to let Ingrid attend her father's funeral.
Ingrid adora a su papá. Yo le suplico que la suelten. Nosotros hemos demorado.
The French government started an unprecedented effort to secure her release. Former President Jacques Chirac made personal appeals to the kidnappers. He launched a failed Secret Service rescue effort in 2003. Nicolas Sarkozy took up the cause again when he became president last year and courted various South American leaders for their help. Reports this spring that Bettencourt was desperately ill gave the government's efforts a new urgency. But none of it worked. The French government says it only learned of yesterday's rescue after it was over. For the world, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.